Harper Audio presents Nothing by Annie Barrows, performed by Arielle Delisle. The Beginning of Nothing.
Nothing, said Charlotte.
A blank book, you mean?
Said Frankie. She stuffed her phone between the couch cushions and rolled over on her back.
Hater, we're not that lame.
No, not blank, just like boring, Charlotte said. If you wrote a book about our real lives, nothing would happen. Ever. She tossed the book she was reading over the side of the couch and slid down, wedging her feet into Frankie's armpit.
Get out,
Frankie said, slapping her foot half-heartedly. Shut up. Charlotte dug her feet deeper into Frankie's armpit and resumed talking. In there? She waved at the book on the floor. The main girl has red ringlets, like 3 feet long. Bitch. And everyone thinks she's hot, but she doesn't care because she has a secret.
A secret, snickered Frankie. This is why I don't read.
Guess what it is?
Get your feet out of my armpit first, said Frankie.
Guess, commanded Charlotte.
Rape, incest, said Frankie in a bored voice. Or, oh my God, she's gay.
Oh my God, she's gay, said Charlotte. And then, oh my God, there's a rainstorm. And, oh my God, she doesn't have an umbrella. So she runs into a, wait for it,
an AA meeting, yelled Frankie.
No, a sculpture class, said Charlotte, where she sees a gorgeous Iranian girl with, oh my God, scars on her wrists in the exchange stares of attraction.
Yeah, yeah, said Frankie. Where's the dead mom?
Dead brother, Iranian girls.
Her fault?
Duh.
Is there a scene where the main girl runs through a storm to save the Iranian girl from suicide and they touch each other and then have insane sex?
Charlotte wrinkled her nose. No storm. There was already a rainstorm when they met. They can't have two rainstorms.
But suicide and insane sex?
Yeah, the sex part's good. With a grunt, Charlotte propelled herself halfway off the couch to retrieve the book.
Oh, God, get your gross feet out of my face, wailed Frankie.
Returning to the couch with a thump, Charlotte flipped through the book. Here, page 211. She passed it down the couch. Frankie read breathily.
No, I whispered. I meant yes, 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 yes. She knew. She knew everything. She knew how to slide her cool hands under me. She knew how to open my legs.
Frankie fell silent, reading.
Ooh-hoo, that is hot.
After a moment, she looked up at Charlotte with shining eyes.
Why aren't we gay?
I know, said Charlotte. But we're not. At least, I'm not. I don't know about you. You seem a little gay to me.
You know what would be really good? Said Frankie dreamily. If one of us was gay and, like, dying of secret lust for the other, and then there could be a discovery scene, and then insane sex.
Sorry, said Charlotte. Not going to happen, 'cause we're not gay. We like disgusting, smelly guys who don't like us, like Kellen and Reed. Fuckers.
Fuckers,
Frankie agreed. And, continued Charlotte, even if we were gay, probably no one would like us. Look at Noonie. It's not like she's having nights of insane sex. She's having nights of insane homework. Same as us.
Nights of homework, days of school, weekends of hanging around wishing that something would happen, and sometimes, yay, babysitting.
Frankie tossed the book back to the floor.
Now I feel all shitty. Reading sucks.
We suck, said Charlotte. A distant slam.
I'm home.
Heels sounded heavily in the hallway, and Charlotte's mother thumped into the kitchen. She was much smaller than her footsteps suggested. She looked suspiciously at the girls on the couch.
You haven't been eating my lettuce, have you?
Hi, Charlotte,
said Charlotte. How was school?
You look like you might have been eating my lettuce.
Charlotte rolled her eyes at Frankie.
Most moms worry that their kids are getting into the liquor cabinet. My mom worries that I ate lettuce.
My lettuce.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?